Alright. Have you got one?
God. Yes, I do. It's from Mr. and Mrs. Lipschitz.
Okay.
And they're basically asking, what is your favourite cologne and who would you like to spray it on?
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Jared Leto, Joker for Life. He's,
So just going to ignore their question because it doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's just an emoji of a rat. I don't know what that is. Oh, God. All right. So.
No real question.
I'm looking, bro. I'm looking. All right. So I've got one here from Mr. Dave.
Okay.
And he's basically asking, in the scope of things, what is fame in this current climate? That's your fair.
Why?
Huh?
No, That's
a fair question. I mean,
kind of. I mean, is it a fair question to ask to Nobody's Podcast? I'd say no.
Speak for yourself.
Relevant to our content? I'd say no.
Speak for yourself, Redacted.
I'd say no, it's not.
I'm fairly popular on YouTube and on Facebook and on basically all my platforms that I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm fairly popular.
Good. Good for you.
Indirectly.
Congratulations. So you are famous.
No, I have 10 subscribers. It's quite pathetic, actually.
A little bit.
But, I mean, regards to scope, I assume fame, or what it's worth,
yep,
is it's a weird concept.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I think fame, for what it's worth, is just a weird concept because now we've got so many. Man's trying to pull out a drink. I'm trying to pause. stupid day. I'm just gonna get a drink now anyway. Fuck it. Oh, sorry about this mailbag. Anyway, in regards to
fame,
and as I see anyway, it's on many platforms now, in different contexts,
yeah,
and it has a weird and pointless nature to it now. Before, it used to be straightforward. If you're an actor or a singer, and you build up a reputation outside of the theatre,
yep,
or on the stage, singing your songs,
yep,
you then get an opportunity to go on TV,
yep,
you do stuff on TV,
yep,
and then everybody knows who you are, and you have a record that comes out, and yep, then you become really, really famous. That's the usual paradigm of fame. Now, you fart on your brother's head, and you get famous.
Yes, I guess. But it's sort of like, like before there was more, it was more like a global fame.
I don't know, because there's some people that was in the UK that were really famous in the UK.
Well, that was going to be the second part of my point, okay, which is like localized fame.
Yeah.
Where, like, now, I guess you just have more pockets of that. So you're famous, you might be famous in a community. Say, like, you are a streamer, like, you stream games or, whatever. Like, you're famous among, your peers and your fan base. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there's a large section of people that might not know who you are or has never heard of you. So...
But you still have the money and
yeah, Yeah, so to me, yeah, so I guess like localized fame or like community based fame.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to be rich. Like, that's me being us. So fame has never really interested me. I like to work hard as well, but fame's never really interested me.
Okay.
But then saying that,
no one believes it.
Yeah, I have to. It's true. I say it because it's true.
I say it because no one believes me.
Do you know that redacted is sometimes the most polite person in the world?
Always.
And his question from the mailbag, I assume, is...
This one is from... Johnny Everest.
But before that, do you know that I like strawberries?
Fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's from a while ago. This one's from back when Spider-Man came out.
Okay.
This is, what should the Spider-Man third quill be called? So, obviously,
Homecoming, Far From Home.
Well, I was just about to say, there's a very, you know, home motif carried forward in all these titles. So, yeah, what would the third one called be called?
Oh, so wait. Because Homecoming's like prom.
Whatever. Yep. Far From Home, no on holiday.
On holiday. What's the usual thing?
And then...
be something like a spring break,
maybe? Can't go home again. Because everyone knows who he is. Or... home is where the heart is. Because he can't go home.
Spider-Man 3, homeless.
Yeah. Or Spider-Man... home... land security.
Yeah, that could work.
Or Spider-Man.
Spider-Man sword and shield.
Not really a sword and shield issue, but yeah.
Yeah, it is, because he's literally going to go into shield. Or he's literally going to go into sword. Sorry, sword and shield.
Spider-Man. There's no home in that title.
Spider-Man 3 Frat House.
No. No home in it.
Okay.
House, but not home.
Well, this is just a rule we made up.
Spider-Man Home Sweet Home. What do you mean we made up? We didn't make it up. They made it up.
Well, it's like, it could be changed. So Home Sweet Home, you think?
No.
MJ's home.
Why?
He's going to be staying
hiding there. Hiding at house. That's the first place they'll look.
No.
It's the second place they'll look.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Spider-Man 3.
It's not going to have a 3 in it. They don't have numbers.
Well, I mean, like, Spider-Man... it'll be something to do with the Sinister Six, I assume.
It'll be Spider-Man. What? No, it won't. They've not set up the Sinister Six, so they're not going to have the Sinister Six. It'll be Spider-Man. Live free or die homeless.
Spider-Man, home is where the shank is.
No. Spider-Man. It's too violent for a Spider-Man title.
Spider-Man, home for the criminally minded. Or the infamous minded. I like that one. It's in New York.
Spider-Man, home of the brave.
Spider-Man Home on a Range.
Spider-Man Home Sweet... oh, I said that already.
You said that already.
Spider-Man Sweet Home Alabama. That's where he's hiding out.
Sweet Home Alabama. Spider-Man Home Alone.
Spider-Man Home Grill.
Spider-Man...
because it's the summer and he's grilling stuff.
Spider-Man Home... actually, I'm going to have the home in the middle. Spider-Man Last Home on the Left.
Spider-Man homicidal tendencies.
Spider-Man home of pain.
Spider-Man home of wax.
Is that a thing?
Huh?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Spider-Man.
What, and home of pain is a thing, yeah?
It's meant to be House of Pain.
Exactly.
Spider-Man. There is no home.
Spider-Man homing pigeon.
I don't think it can be a... It has to have the home.
It does have home.
No, but a homecoming is about H-O-M.
Yeah. What?
It has to have H-O-M-E in it.
So, you didn't say anything when I said... No, but you didn't say anything when I said homicidal tendencies.
Yeah, because it'll be home.
Yeah, but it's not...
Homicidal. I was expecting hyphens.
Yeah, you can have hyphen in homing pigeon.
Would you?
I mean, why not?
I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't have it in homicidal tendencies either.
Spider-Man, home of carnage.
Can't have carnage. It's going to be in Venom.
That's what I'm saying. Next one's going to be carnage.
No, it's not. The Venom 2 is going to be carnage.
Venom 2 is
going
to be carnage.
And then carnage is going to be dead.
No.
Guarantee... Money on the table right now. Carnage dies at the end of that film.
Carnage can't die.
Carnage dies at the end of that film, bruv.
Well, because Woody Harrison's too expensive to...
No, just because... Just because, one, it's been a thing for ages for superhero films to kill their villains. And...
Fuck
two,
those sequels.
Yeah. And two, Sony... have been a proponent for doing said killing of their villains forever.
But to be fair, Riot just needs to go. Shit.
So what? So what? Did Green Goblin need to go?
Yeah.
Did Venom? They killed Venom.
That
in
Venom,
Spider-Man 3.
Venom had to go.
Well, you know, whatever. Whatever.
That Sandman had to go.
While I'm here, there is another... Spider-Man related question. This one is from
Spider-Man Home of None. Spider-Man No One's Home. Ooh, that's good.
Maybe. Spider-Man Home of the Spider-Man. Spider-Man home of friendly, the friendly neighbors. Spider-Man home is a place with a roof and four walls. Spider-Man home is the place where I lay my hat.
That's terrible.
Yeah, as I was saying, this one is from P.E. Hustle 616.
Yes.
And the question is, what character would you like to see in the next Spider-Man movie?
Next Spider-Man movie?
Yep.
I'd love to see Norman Osborn, but I don't think that's going to happen. I would love to see Venom. That's not going to happen. The one I expect to see...
Kraven.
Is either Kraven.
Mm.
Although, actually, because the film got cancelled in the Venomverse, I reckon it's more of a possibility that Kraven's in this new one.
What?
You know, in the Venom Spider-Verse. There was meant to be a Kraven film, a Morbius film, a Silk film, and this film and the other film, and Kraven didn't. Kraven just mysteriously disappeared.
Venomverse.
The Venomverse, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Spider-Man-less. So you got that?
Yeah.
So I reckon Kraven will definitely be in there in some shape or form.
Yeah.
You'll see a fully maxed out Scorpion, fully maxed out Vulture. So you've got three, and there's another one, wasn't there? There's actually like Chameleon as well. And then you've got Chameleon. You might, I mean, like, it depends on how they do it. I mean, you might get Super Scroll. But saying that, it depends on how crazy they go with this secret invasion thing that they're plugging at the moment. Whether or not it's full-blown secret invasion, corporative secret invasion, or secret invasion of the worst kind.
Yeah, but that's not going to be what the next Spider-Man movie is about, is it?
No, I reckon.
We do know that it's definitely not what the next Spider-Man movie is going to be.
That's probably going to be the next Avengers film.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
But I reckon it'll be Secret Wars. After Secret Wars, you'll probably get, say, somebody like Norman Osborn.
What? So Secret Wars what? Is it the next Spider-Man movie?
No, it's the next Avengers film.
Well, that's not what the question is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But in regards to where Spider-Man 3 fits in, that's also a factor.
Not really.
Yeah. Because if they do Spider-Man 3 next year, or Spider-Man 3 in the next 2 years,
yeah,
it's going to be pretty mundane. It's going to be, you know, either a mashup of what they're combined as Sinister Six and a sort of like global John Wick 3 style manhunt of Spider-Man. For his crimes in London.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. But if it's post Avenger / Secret Wars film,
it won't be.
Probably won't be. If it's post or in the build up to that, then, you know, you've got other sort of like cosmic villains that somehow fit their way into the Spider-Man verse. Like the Beyond the. I mean, they won't do Madame Web. Or no, they might well do Madame Web as well because it's a homage to his wife.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Don't think so on the basis that it's too mysterious.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I would say I think it's going to be Kraven. But a character I would like to see.
Oh, like? Is that the name? Is that the name of the question? Like?
What?
Was it like?
Well, I said, who do you want to see? Hmm. Who would you. Well, actually, it does say, who would you like to see? So.
In that case, I would say, I would like to see Evil Peter Parker, aka Spider Carnage. I'd love to see that.
Terrible choice. Anyway, as I was saying,
it's going to go with Kane.
No.
Well, it's either Spider Carnage.
I wasn't
going to
say. I wasn't going to say any clones.
Yeah, clones are a bit weird. But I reckon it may well happen. Actually.
Okay. Just within I'm the saying gaps. No.
Fill in the gaps.
That's not going to happen. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted for like the umpteenth time. I will say, I think it's going to be Carnage, but I would like to see Kangaroo or / and Paste Pot Pete.
What are you talking about?
Paste Pot Pete.
What, over Frogman?
Over Frogman, yeah. And what do you mean, like, over Frogman? Like, you picked Frogman?
Or the Leaper. Is it the Leaper? Bartok?
Bartok. He was already in Avengers, and he already got beat up. Well, actually, he was in, actually, Civil War. I mean, Winter Soldier, and he got beat up.
Maybe he got beat up by Cap, he didn't get beat up by Spider-Man. Yeah. I reckon Bat-truck, actually. I reckon Bat-truck.
Why? We've already seen him get beat up by Captain America. What's he going to do against Spider-Man?
Little to nothing.
Exactly. But Paste Pot Pete, that's a different story.
Paste Pot Pete is such a deep cut, no one gives a fuck.
Beetle? We have the Beetle. You see that?
That's that one's lame.
Kangaroo? Good choice.
I mean, it depends. I mean, there's so many different Spider-Man villains that you can do that are really deep cuts. But ultimately, ones that I would really love to see will be mainly in the multi. I mean, like, it depends how crazy it goes with the Doctor Strange film.
Why?
Because if they're introducing the multiverse of madness, whatever, and then they're doing the what if around about the same time, we may well get a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but a what if is animated.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But you'll have all the voices of the actors and all that stuff, I assume.
So? Less people are going to watch it.
No.
Less people are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Of course they are. It's animated.
And it'll be on, the
it's,
service.
And it's going to be on the service, exactly. So, less people are going to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's already available to less people.
Maybe.
Plus, the Multiverse of Madness is not out till
next year, November.
Not next year. Don't be silly. It's out in 2021. May 2021. So, actually, yeah, they might actually come out the same year. So, I apologise. Spider-Man and Doctor Strange could potentially come out the same year.
Yeah, I reckon, based on a strange theory where Spider-Man goes into another parallel universe,
yeah,
and brings over Tony Stark.
No.
Based on, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Because there's one where Ultimate Spider-Man gets murdered, doesn't he?
What, the Peter? Well, he's killed in a fight, yeah.
Yeah. By Wolverine?
No.
Who kills him again?
Goblin.
Actual Goblin?
Yes.
Are you sure it's Goblin or not? Are you sure it's Peter and not one of the others? Like Ben Reilly or anything like that? It's Ben
Reilly.
Riley.
That's not his name.
Reilly.
And I don't. No. It's not one of the others.
Sure.
What difference does it make?
The difference is, depending on who got murdered, I know that one end of Spider-Man's hunts down an alternate version of Tony Stark, brings him back into. Actually, no, I'm speaking of the TV series. Forget what I said. It's fine. It's like that Disney X1, XD.
Okay.
Not to be trusted as canon.
Well, of course not.
Because the comic book's far fucking stranger.
I mean, yeah, you need to stop mixing your canon. Because everything is different and it's treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just gets quite confusing.
I know. But yeah, I digress. In regards to Spider-Man.
Yep.
Villain that I'd like to see. I'd like to see.
We had Gabriel's already.
Yeah. Now, what's the new question?
What? That was the last question. The first question was, what should it be called? The second question was, what villain would you like to see?
Okay, I think that's it. And that concludes Real Dumb Shit.
So, wait, who are you going to say?
What?
What villains would you like to see?
I told you, Spider Carnage.
Okay, so you were just going to say that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
Great. All right. In a bit. Later.